Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced they will be awarding some $15.7 million in conservation innovation grants to 47 organizations that will help develop and demonstrate cutting-edge ideas to accelerate innovation in private lands conservation. Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Jason Weller said the state of play in agriculture today is very fast-paced as it's evolving and innovating.
Farmers themselves are coming up with new ideas, new solutions, but there are also significant investments being made by universities, by for-profit, on how to even be more productive in the future and be more efficient with the use of inputs and other ag economic costs. So we have, through the Farm Bill, a tool which is called the Conservation Innovation Grants Program, or CIG, C-I-G. And through this, NRCS has also partnered with a variety of organizations to help push that envelope, really help not just NRCS, but the conservation movement really innovate and seek out what is the leading edge of farming and ranching today and how we can really ensure farmers and ranchers are successful on their lands using effective conservation practices.
Over the past decade, with matching dollars, he said it's a total investment portfolio of well over $400 million thus far, and now they've announced even more.
We received close to 400 applications, and at the end of the day, because of the limited budget we have and because it's a very competitive program, today we're announcing total funding investment of $15.7 million. And that's going to be invested through 47 awardees. So these awardees are really, it's a spectrum of different organizations. It includes universities, soil and water conservation districts, tribal organizations, nonprofit organizations, a wide variety and very diverse group of folks that we're going to be co-investing with.
Of that $15.7 million in CIG grants, states receiving funding included Alabama, as $33,000 will go to the Alabama Mountains, Rivers, and Valleys RC&D Council. If you'd like to learn more information about this, just go to their website. That's nrcs.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.